Hello and welcome to another interview in the series Coffee with Craig. I've known Johnny ever since we started teaching at the British Council in Valencia back in 1997. We chat quite a lot about technology, so I wanted to ask Johnny some questions about how he uses technology with his students. You can see the edited video version of the interview on our Mention Inglés YouTube channel. Here's the full unedited audio interview with Johnny. Enjoy.
How long have we known each other?
Good question. I can't remember now.
Because we started at the same time here, didn't we?
Yeah, it must have been about 15 years ago then, I suppose.
97, was it?
Possibly, yeah.
September 97, So yeah, we've known each other about 16 years.
16 years, quite a long time, no?
It has been a long time.
Time has flown by, hasn't it?
It certainly has. What's the best thing about being a teacher?
Best thing about being a teacher? Good question. I think, well, for me, the best thing about being a teacher is being able to work with people and being able to work with interesting people who want to learn about our culture and being able to help them with their learning.
That's, do you think we should include culture as we're teaching, or just teach the language?
Obviously, language and culture are intrinsic, if that's the right word, and they go together. So I think culture is very important, a very, very important part of language teaching and language learning.
What's the best thing about being a teacher for you?
The best thing, well, as I said, it's being with nice people and helping them learn. I mean, I used to love learning myself, and I still do, and so it's nice to be able to help other people do the same.
Because we've both been teaching for years, do you still get the satisfaction that you did at the beginning when you teach something that works and the students, you can see at the end of the lesson the students have learned something? Do you get that sense of achievement? I still do, when on the rare occasion that my lesson can work. Do you get that, or over the years has it?
No, absolutely. I think teaching never becomes boring. As long as you evolve and keep trying out new things, then that same sense of satisfaction continues all the time. And I do try and evolve and try and do new things, so
I think that's important. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give Spanish speakers who are trying to learn English?
Well, they have to, obviously, just studying in the class isn't enough. A large part of learning a language is what you do out of the class.
That's exactly what Martin said last week.
And I always say, obviously watching videos is fantastic, watching the television in English is fantastic. But a lot of people think that that's enough, and then they don't do enough reading, for example. And I think reading newspapers or magazines on the internet is very important. But also very important is to read novels. I think graded novels, if you're you know, a lower level or upper intermediate, first certificate level, and reading novels on a very regular basis, so you're having a pleasurable experience with reading, I think is essential.
Do you think we're fighting a losing battle in some respects? Because with the video age and instant access to multimedia, you think reading is something that the students aren't doing as much, and we have to sort of push that more?
It is something that students aren't doing as much, but I don't think we're fighting a losing battle. I think the more technology that we are surrounded by all the time, the more people tend to reject that technology as well and look for other things to do that are not related to technology. And so reading books is one of those things that people can do. Obviously now with the iBook and the Kindle, you might say that that's technology related, but it is. But it's still reading. So no, I don't think we're fighting a losing battle. I think, you know, reading has its place and will always have its place.
I'm pleased to hear you say that. That's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. We both love technology. We speak about it a lot. We both love tech. We're both lovers of technology. We speak about it a lot. Do you have any favourite apps that you use on your phone or on your iPad that you want to share?
Well, when I first got my phone, I downloaded a lot of apps, but then I've had my phone for 2 years now, and now I hardly use any of them at all. I find most of them are boring and have a very short kind of lifespan. One app which I continue to use and have used about a year now is a Scrabble, well, not Scrabble, it's called Word Feud, where you can play Scrabble with other friends, and I continue to use that all the time.
Do you play Scrabble, the board game, still, or has this replaced what you used to do with?
Well, I never played Scrabble, really, so I wouldn't say it's replaced. Mm-hmm. It's just added an extra dimension to my life, I suppose. You could say that. It's a nice thing to do. You can do it anywhere. You can do it when you're sitting on the bus, or if you're waiting for something to happen, you can take your phone out and make a word.
Do you think it's a way to improve vocabulary, and should students be looking at that?
Well, absolutely. I think students could they could set up a game with each other and play in English, and then that's a good way of practicing English. Definitely, yes.
It's a good tip. How has technology affected the way you teach? There seems to be this constant push of we have to use more technology in the classroom, and how do you think it's affected the way we do our jobs?
Well, obviously, in this school, we have technology has been kind of pushed on us to a certain extent with computers and the electronic whiteboard. And I don't think it's been particularly negative. People can choose how much or how little to use it. And so on the whole, I think it's helped us. For example, in teaching, one of the main things, probably one of the main differences is, for example, listenings. Before, we had to use a tape recorder and
you had to cue it up before and find the right place.
And then when it got to the end, you had to rewind it exactly to the same place again, and that would take time.
The tape hasn't got stretched.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, you press a button and it plays, and then you can repeat again, and it almost seems too easy.
It does, and you can slow it down if they have problems understanding the normal speed of it.
That's right. And another thing which I use a lot now is Google Images, for example. And
what do you use those for?
Well, if a piece of vocabulary comes up in the class that's difficult to explain, then you can often type it into Google Images and suddenly you have a lot of images. For example, somebody asked me the other day, what is household goods? And I didn't really know how to explain it properly, so I typed it into Google Images and...
That's a good idea.
And then we had lots of that.
I use Google sometimes. There might be a preposition they ask me about, a dependent preposition. Mm. And they say, is it for? Is it to? Is it... So if I type the word, the two possibilities or three possibilities in Google, then you see the number of hits that come up for it. Mm. The most popular preposition will be the one that's most used.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I use that quite a lot, especially for prepositions.
Okay, so you use it as a kind of corpus then.
Exactly, exactly. Written English, of course, it wouldn't be spoken. Mm-hmm. How has technology affected the way students learn? Did you see that? Did you see that questionnaire that came round for all the teachers about iPads in the classroom?
And yes.
My students tended to put that they don't want group iPads in the classroom. I think that some of them see it as a barrier between them and the teacher, something that they could use as a personal aid or use at home for helping them to study, but not as a group activity. My students weren't sure
what the questionnaire was about, actually. It seemed slightly ambiguous in places. Mm. But some of them said, yes, why not have iPads? But My personal opinion is I can't really see why iPads would be very useful in the classroom. I'm yet to see a use of an iPad in the classroom that cannot be done with a piece of paper or with the IWB that we already have. If I do see one, then I might change my mind. But at the moment,
I had a student for the first time ever last week or 2 weeks ago. I had a student in the conversation class that had the iPad in front of him, and he was using it for, I think, as a dictionary to check online, and also to take notes on, because he was so used to putting notes into the iPad that he used it instead of pen and paper in the class. But few and far between. That's the only student I've seen using one on a personal level in the class. So I don't know if...
No, I think that's perfect. I think the iPad is a fantastic notebook tool. But as you say, it's a personal thing. So if a student chooses that medium to take his notes and chooses that medium to have a dictionary, then that's fantastic. But as a tool for a school to use, I'm not sure how it would work, unless maybe each student had their own personal account. So they took notes and then that went up into the cloud, and then they could take their notes and then get access to their notes when they go home and download it onto their computer. Maybe that would work.
I have a feeling that powers that be are thinking of maybe encouraging students to upload their own audio or their own video to the cloud, so that it could be used as an example on a Facebook page or something like that. I'm not sure how keen the students will be to do that.
I don't think us as a centre would be allowed to do that because of
data protection.
And officially I don't think we would be allowed to do that, although I could be wrong.
Jonathan, if you had €6,000 to spend on yourself, what would you buy?
What would I buy? It depends. If it was €6,000, the first thing that came into my mind was a roof for my van. A lift-up roof so that I could drive my van. Yeah, for my camper van. So I could, so that if I could go camping and I wouldn't have to pitch a tent every time I go to a campsite. I could just push the roof up and sleep upstairs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
I've run out of questions.
Have you? Well, we've done ages, Craig. We've been on there about 20 minutes.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's 20 past two now.
Okay. I think, just let me turn everything off and stop the cameras rolling.
You stopped me from saying, I was going to say about students, I haven't finished why technology was good for students.
Oh, I'm sorry, let's carry on then.
No, we just but I want to get going anyway, but I'll do another 5 minutes, but I'll tell you, you can mix that in somewhere if you like.
What was the question?
About why technology was good for... How has technology helped students learn? I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
You can just edit me in anyway.
How has technology helped students learn?
Well, I mean, okay, the teaching process, for example, as you were saying, the students can bring their iPads into the classroom, and that's great, as notebooks. And also, I, as a teacher, I use an iPad to take notes about my students as well.
Do that in the classroom?
Yes.
During the lesson?
Yes, and I find it's far more efficient and more comfortable than using a pen and paper.
That doesn't go up on the IWB, though?
It could do. I have done it with Dropbox. I have uploaded the file to Dropbox and then showed the file on...
In real time in the classroom?
Yes. And... But also, if I just have a few lines which I've written down, like for example, if I'm listening to students teaching, then I will take notes on the iPad and then just use that and then copy what I've written onto the IWB. And it's just more comfortable and easier to read. And and also, I have that information for the next time I want, you know, if I want to recap on something in a later date.
What note-taking app do you use? Do you use the iPad notebook?
It's called iWriter. It's a very simple program, but it's very good.
What do you like? Do you like its simplicity
yes.
the most?
And the typewriter has different things. For example, you don't have to use the magnifying glass to put the cursor in different places. You have arrows to move the cursor around. And it's the only app on the iPad which does that.
How is it different to iWord? iWord's a word processing...
Well, you have to... It's just very, very simple.
Okay.
And it's designed for writing. It's got no gimmicks, and it's just exactly what you need for note-taking.
I shall try it.
Okay, good.
Good tip.
And the other thing, of course, for students, how has technology helped students learn? Well, to start with, they got... if they want to have listening practice, they can just go to the BBC website and there's thousands of videos they can listen to, and which is a fantastic resource for practicing their English, and just the huge amount of stuff that's on the internet, all written in English with visuals and sound, and also a lot of actually the language learning related websites as well, where they can practice their vocabulary and their grammar and things like that. And also with their little smartphones, they can use apps like flashcard apps and to learn vocabulary. I have one called Mental Case, which is a little bit expensive but very good.
Yeah, I remember you suggested that. I had a look at that. That looks quite effective for learning vocabulary.
Anyway, that's it.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed that interview, and thank you for listening. Please remember to write a review on iTunes for us so that more people can find our podcasts. And you can comment on this video on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mansionengles. Or send me a tweet on Twitter @mansiontwit. Bye for now.